introduction to pneumatology, or the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. And the word pneumatology comes from the Greek pneuma, which means spirit, and of course logos, which means doctrine. Hence, pneumatology is the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. This is most likely one of the most misunderstood doctrines in the Holy Scriptures. And we must carefully study what the Scriptures reveal to us about the Holy Spirit, our Comforter. As a means of introduction in this section, I'm taking this as an overview from Bible Doctrines for Today by Becca, because it's just really a great sort of primer to enter in. It has been my experience over the years that of studying the Holy Spirit, there is lots of misinformation about the Holy Spirit. There is lots of teachers who regulate the Spirit out of the Scriptures that only look through their lens of understanding without having even the anointing, or what we term the baptisms or filling of the spirits, as it says in Hebrews chapter 6, the doctrines of baptisms, multiple mikvahs, not just one, multiple for different types of service, that we need the Holy Spirit to build a church. It was given to us to build the body and to do the ministry of God. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot build according to God's plan. We build according to the flesh and the hand of man, of which there are many man kingdoms built in the name of Christianity. We want to build the kingdom according to the leading of and directive of and empowering of the Holy Spirit, that God might be glorified and have an acceptable offering and temple that He has initiated. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He is often referred to as the third person because that is the order in which He is referenced in the Holy Scriptures in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, and 2 Corinthians 13, 14. Some people view the Holy Spirit as a force or power, not a person. But this is not so. The Holy Spirit, according to the grammar that is implied in the use of the Greek, He is a person. The personality of the Holy Spirit is shown by His names, as in Comforter or Paraclete in the Greek, one who is called to your side, such as an attorney. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you, John 14, 26. But when the Comforter is come, even the Spirit of truth, He shall testify of me, John 15, 26. He is the guide. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, John 16, 13. And the Intercessor, the Holy Spirit, intercedes, pleads for us during our prayer time. According to Romans 8, 26 to 27, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what should we pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Let's look at some aspects of the intercession of the Holy Spirit. We are too sinful to understand what we really need, firstly, in Romans 8, 26. Secondly, the Holy Spirit knows the will of the Father for our lives, Romans 8, 27. Thirdly, as we submit to the Lord's will, His will becomes our will, Romans 8, 27. And the Holy Spirit prays with us for the requests we truly need, Romans 8, 27. Thus, our prayers will be answered and everything in our lives will work together for God's ultimate good. Secondly, the personality of the Holy Spirit is shown by his characteristics. First, he has a will. The same self-spirit is dividing to every man severally as he will, 1 Corinthians 12:11. He has a mind, and he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, Romans 8:27. He has great knowledge, John 14:26, 15:26, and 1 Corinthians 2:10 through 13. The Holy Ghost shall teach you all these things, John 14:26. He has speech ability, Acts 1:16, 28:25, Revelation 2:7, 11. Well spoke the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet, Acts 28:25. He has sensibilities. Six of them are listed. He can be grieved by Christians. Ephesians 4:30 is the same word that is used as Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane the night he was betrayed. It means to make sad or sorrowful. Ephesians 4:31 reveals what grieves the Holy Spirit, bitterness and wrath, anger and clamor and evil speaking. By allowing the little sins of bitterness and anger to take root, the believer grieves the heart of the Holy Spirit. He can be lied to by the Christian, Acts 5:3. He can be quenched by the Christian, 1 Thessalonians 5:19. He can be resisted by the unsaved, Acts 7:51. He can be blasphemed by the unsaved, Matthew 12:31. He can be insulted by the unsaved, Hebrews 10:29. The personality of the Holy Spirit is shown by his abilities. All right, he teaches. The Holy Ghost shall teach you all things, John 14:26. He guides. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, Romans 8:14. He commissions, so they, being set forth by the Holy Ghost, departed, Acts 13:4. He intercedes, the Spirit itself makes intercession, Romans 8:26. He commands, then the Spirit said to Philip, go near, Acts 8:29. He restrains, my Spirit, the Holy Spirit, shall not always strive with man, Genesis 6:3, and he loves, for the love of the Spirit, Romans 15:30. The personality of the Holy Spirit is shown by the unusual grammar in the New Testament. It is in the neutral gender, and sometimes the masculine pronoun is given to him. It seems the masculine is used when the duties of the Holy Spirit are being revealed. The exception to this rule is when the Holy Spirit is referred to as a person. And in John 14:16, Jesus Christ used the masculine pronoun in referring to the Comforter. The Holy Spirit is God. First, the divine names of the Holy Spirit shows that he is God. The Spirit is called God. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? You have not lied unto men, but to God, Acts 5, 3-4. The Spirit is called the Lord, but we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 3:18. The Spirit is equal with the Father and the Son, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Matthew 28:19. Secondly, the divine attributes of the Holy Spirit shows that he is God. A, he is eternal. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience, Hebrews 9:14. He is omniscient. The Holy Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God, 1 Corinthians 2:10. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, shall teach you all things, John 14:26. He is omnipresent, but his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, he hath garnished the heavens. His hand has formed the crooked serpent, Job 26:13. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1:35-37. He is omnipresent. Whither shall I go from your Spirit, Holy Spirit? Whither shall I flee from your presence? If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, Even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Psalm 139, 7 through 10. He is holy. It is often forgotten that his name contains one of his most important attributes. He is God, therefore he is holy. It should be remembered always that the one who is present with us at all times is holy. And we must remember that the Holy Spirit does not do anything that is not holy. F, he is truth, and it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. 1 John 5:6, he is life. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. He is wisdom. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord or being his counselor has taught him? Isaiah 40:13. He is sovereign. But all of these work that one and that selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally, individually as he will. 1 Corinthians 12:11. This context, 1 Corinthians 12:11, is dealing with spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit is sovereign. You cannot demand a gift. Although we do have different gifts given to us by the Spirit determines what that gift shall be. Now, this is the introduction. I'm also going to teach out of Foundations of Pentecostal Theology. Some of these ideas I will be redundant. I will go over them again, but it's going to be in a broader and deeper context. Be blessed. May the Spirit of God open your heart to instruct you and anoint your eyes and ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. In our Savior, Jesus Yeshua's holy name.